Commission members present, Dan Nor. Cindy Sutton. Bob Martin. Nina Angel. And Stacy Dooley. Visitors present, Don Patterson, director. Tammy Simmons, assistant director. Kate Walsh, special events coordinator. Tyler Tulliger, account clerk, here. And other visitors present, Jim Robinette, Emily Beck, Adam Beck, and Dallas Moore.
Thank you. I'd like to welcome Dallas Moore. He's the new third ward council person. And he's also, you're the chair of the Parks and Properties Committee. Okay. Thank you for being here. Emily, see you once in a while. I'm glad you're here today. Okay, everybody has received a copy of the January 8th minutes. Are there any additions or corrections? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the minutes as submitted? It's been seconded. All in favor of accepting the minutes as submitted, respond by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. There is we have a special meeting on January 13th. We need to approve those minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to those? Is there a motion to accept the minutes as submitted?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor of approving the minutes as submitted? Respond by saying aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Okay, we have the new shelter and gazebo rental policies for approval. I believe everybody can see the copy of those. They were updated. Is there any,
So there is a red line that's on the back of, I believe, the gazebo policy. So that we are trying to figure out, okay, who do they contact if the electricity doesn't work? So we're going to have a meeting with fire, police, our maintenance, our car, Kyle Brighting, and Ronnie for sure, and then safety. And then we're going to discuss it with them to see what steps they want to take, if there's anything that we need to change. We also send this to Lisa Miller to look over.
Did you need these policies in fact now so you can accept reservations, correct?
Yes, please.
I have a question.
Let's get a motion here to accept them.
Well, I want to make sure that the market actually has approved both of these.
It has not yet, but I sent them to her.
I'm sending a lot of stuff, so I kind of backlogged her, sorry.
Well, I don't want to make it. You want to approve these two contracts, and then something's changed, and we have to come back?
If the law director states that something needs to be changed?
Yeah.
Nina, are you asking that this be tabled to our next meeting?
Well, yeah. I feel more comfortable if we have something from our law director that says that these are okay. Because if there's version or something that's different, then we have to change it anyhow. So I think maybe by one next month.
This is fairly critical, correct?
We have.
So if we wait till the end of till March 12th, I think that's the date. Is that going to put you behind, or will we need, and what I'm asking is, will we need special meetings to approve these?
So normally we open our rentals in February. With these policies, we went over them about 3 or 4 times as staff to make corrections, and then we wanted to bring it to the next commission meeting to approve it before we put them out there. And I am getting rental calls, so I have been able to push it back. So if I have to push it back, if that's necessary, I can do that.
Yes, as long as everything is done by March, we can't get past March.
I'll just answer questions.
No way.
They run through Memorial Day through Labor Day, so May through September.
Okay.
So, Nina, you would make a motion to table these till next month?
Yes, I will make that motion.
Okay, so, is there a second?
In second.
Okay, if you moved and seconded, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of tabling these to our next commission meeting next month, comply by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Okay, next on the agenda is the Purple Pickle Festival at the lake. Emily, do you have some comments or about it?
Do you all have any questions about what is happening or what's going on? Can we get very helpful about figuring out where this is going right on that day? I think the community director of the several months ago, she is aware of the
I think there's more questions and just even like the little map of the street closures are wrong. I'd like, I'll sit down and explain it to you, but I spotted things right away, and I'll give you one example. Page.
Okay.
Page should be closed at 2nd Street. Otherwise, you run right into there and there's no way out.
Okay.
And there's several other questions. So, yeah, I think we need to have further discussion on this.
I would love to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that would mean we have to table this till next month.
That would be fine. That's kind of what I'm here looking for. Right? And I'm not here to.
There's some loose ends that have to be tied up before we can proceed with this. And Don has some comments.
Yes, it's actually kind of brought up something for a bigger picture. To me, kind of mentioned to our staff, but this is more of a public event request instead of a park request. It's something that the city doesn't have. Yet, so I have an email together to the law director and HR and say that we can have something like that. If you click, you can't, for example, you click on their city webpage, they have a public list of police, you need fire, you have pricing, road closures, things like that. It is in a park, but it's beyond the park, too.
Right.
So it's going to take other departments, it's going to take overtime, and pieces put together. And I think it's something as a city instead of just parks. I'll attach really easily to the notes.
And there were things that I'm discussing with the law director about my monthly spenders. Because again, anything that has that size, like if you're doing an event like yours, and not just the park rental, we really need to discuss for keeping all the things the same. If the Memphis has to follow these rules for their vendors, everybody needs to follow these same rules for those vendors. Like your food vendors have to have, you know, liability insurance, and your cottage vendors have to follow what the cottage vendors are. You can't just pull up a grill and start selling hot dogs.
Right.
So that's
actually my food vendors here.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But like if you have vendors that are going to sell, you know, grandma's cookies, they're not going to be able to do that. They're going to have to follow cottage rules if that's what they're selling. Just like my vendors have to follow the cottage rules, because if anybody gets sick and then they show sue the city, then that's the issue. And we've not had that procedure in place. Now we're looking at doing that because that needs to happen. So I don't want to make sure you understand what I'm picking on you. I want to make sure we get this right and then make sure that things that are exposed that maybe we didn't do, we need to make sure we're following now. And that's what, because I'm working with the law director with all my contacts from London, and I'm getting everything in line so that when we come back to something that somebody wants to have an event like that, then they have to follow those rules as well. We can't just have, Joe Schmo's going to sell cookies and you go ahead and sell cookies. Somebody gets sick, who gets sued? You have to look at things that way this way now, so.
Indeed, and now that we have one more
Yep.
Yep.
And it is September 6th, right? So is there a motion to table this till next month? Okay, it's been moved. Second? Okay. Any further discussion? We'll work out something. Just see me at the end of the week. And, Tammy.
I'll get with you two with somebody from the office. We'll be good.
Yep.
Tammy?
Yes.
The Memphis contract for the Raptors and
the Zoom. They're all over at least right now.
Right now, along with the other, the gazebo and the
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's gotten bombarded with us lately. So, yeah. There's more coming.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's all going over to her. And her and I worked on it, I worked on the tree vendor stuff this last week, and that's the first one she did. The crafter vendors and the commercial vendors are fairly easy after I did her, we went through the tree vendor stuff. So all of that has been done. I'm just waiting now for her to get back with me, because they're ready to go. I'm ready to send them out, I got people calling, blah, blah, blah. So they're ready to go, and I'm just waiting. So it shouldn't be too much longer on mine, because she revamped mine pretty good, and I redid mine all over again for her. So, like I said, it should be an easier time now, because, you know, the commercial vendors and the collector vendors are really pretty much the same as far as most of the stuff. So, I'm just waiting. So I'm just waiting for her approval, which she'll get to me, so.
And I appreciate you sending all these contacts over to the office. Yep. We don't have a surprise.
Nope.
So, thank you very much.
Yep.
Any further questions? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion table or special events permit for the March commission meeting, respond by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have the motion carries. Now on the next item on the agenda is the pickleball plaque. I think we're going to have to table that one, too. You know, Don and I have had a little discussion. There's things we have to work through before we make a decision on that. Or we could just pull it from the agenda.
This concept comes up. Who was it? Doctor?
So one of the people from the pickleball club ended up walking in. And he brought this box, and he's like, I'd like to get this put up at Huskor Park. And I'm like, what's on it? And then he showed me what it was. And it's to thank Keith and his wife for pickleball. And then I have his name and number as well, so that we can call him back. But he already had this made. Like, this is already a physical.
Without asking.
Yeah.
Without power.
No, I think it's, Keith and his wife have really brought pickleball, you know, in some town of a lot. But we have to be careful about putting plaques up.
That's why we want to have further discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if we can table this till next month, we better move.
Oh, the right table!
I mean, we were talking earlier, maybe dedicating a bench or something like that would be, better than actually dedicating the court.
Yeah.
Maybe they could put that back on our
heads. We were discussing that.
Yeah.
But then I would have to be more thoughts we've got on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we can table this next month, that'll be great. So is there a motion to table?
I'll make a motion.
Second. Any other discussion? All in favor of tabling the pickleball park at Central Park, respond by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Some reports, the Active Adult Center. How are we doing there? We're going down there here.
I apologize. It's probably my fault. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
You gonna get a print it for you?
I got it.
I apologize. Instead of putting out the packet because it's one-sided, I ended up putting them out each because it's double-sided. So I apologize.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I bought a paper.
I'm sorry. Normally I would. I didn't think about it. I apologize.
Did you want to wait for two regional pop-ups? What version that I have?
Please. I move to staff for updates real quick.
Yeah.
Keep things moving.
Well, I guess I'll just start since the team's up. So, give an update. I did go to the Ohio Parks and Recreation Association's yearly conference that they have. Had some good contacts there, networked and got some good information that we'll do in a staff update as well. But it was very, very beneficial. So, thanks again for allowing us to continue with that. Secondly, our adult volleyball league, I know I talked about that the last time. It's going well. We are currently halfway through our season, regular season, which is great. Just to recap, that's on Friday nights that we've been doing that since January. And that runs starting at first game's at 6 o'clock at night, and we go until basically 10 o'clock. So we're here pretty late on Fridays. But total in that we have 75 players total. And that's 18. So we have improved from years past. We had 4 teams the first year to now 8, and I now have inquiries for more teams in the future, so that's good. Let's see, we had our Sweetheart Dance, we had that on the 5th of February, and we had a total of 81 people here, that included, again, kids, the adults, et cetera. We had music going on, we had a craft area, we had a little snack for them too, we also tried bingo. It would be a little bit different this time around. Learning to put up that age group, bingo might not be the best thing to do. So we tried it with them, but we'll kind of tear it up the next time around. But overall, well received from that. And a big part of that, getting that information out, was from the schools. Again, I cut 1,499 flyers. And so when we got those out, that helped big time. So, coming up, I did give you guys, this approved file that's already been posted on the mayor's Facebook page about the Magic Acorns. That's already out as well. Currently, we have it's already approved. It's already been approved. For the Magic Acorns, which is a small fourth of the paper. Yeah. Currently, right now, once that was posted at 2 o'clock yesterday, we currently have 11 signups. So that's already gotten some traction there, too, which is good. And that will also be going out to the schools and et cetera as well. Again, right now we're in talks currently and internally with what we're looking at for summer and et cetera coming up here. So definitely right now is our time that we're trying to get a lot of information out. Like Tammy said, working on things for different summer things, whether that's our rentals, run fest, and all of our other fun activities coming up. So next meeting, you guys will have a lot of information, probably a ton more papers, too, so be prepared. Overall, also, too, just to kind of put a little plug out there, we are always looking for MomFest volunteers, since we mentioned here. That registration for volunteers has been up since at the end of last year's MomFest, so I have that thing ready. So if anybody wants to decide to volunteer, that is on the website too, or we can give them a link. So if you know people, now's the time to ask. Get them in. So that's all I have.
Is that MomFest this year not coinciding with homecoming?
Unfortunately, this depends on
the next school year. Ready yet, but yeah. We'll see.
But based on the football schedules, how they determine homecoming, and I don't know if they have that out quite yet, but unfortunately for us, usually when it's this weekend, which is that weekend that it is again, Most likely, I'm going to say like probably 80% is probably going to be on homecoming.
Well, it's definitely on the football team because if they're away, it won't be homecoming. So.
Right. So really, until like it's out there, I have no idea. But he always is the last full weekend in September, so unfortunately, I have no control on that one. Right.
Yeah.
And that's why I think
that,
yeah.
It helps when MugFest is like after homecoming for volunteer purposes, but I don't know for sure yet until that gets released.
We've talked about changing it, but unfortunately 36 years of telling the vendors it's the same time every year. If I do that now, I would probably walk out there and be dead. They would shoot me. Because they all know it's that last full weekend of September and they're all playing for it. So
and then Norton usually has their cider fest or something the week after.
Yes.
So they have those two plans.
So you know. Sorry, can't change it.
I have a question for Candy. There's clubs at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just going to, I don't know what clubs they have, the Spanish clubs and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Have you reached out to them?
So, the biggest club that we've gotten is the Honor Society or the, I think they call it NHS over there. So they've been the biggest help in getting in. We do send out information to the school and all the teachers. And even last year, I don't know if you can attest to this, I actually went to the meeting for the school board and say, hey, can you please share this? So I did reach out to teachers and stuff, but I know a lot of information is put out there. Now, have I gone to their specific meetings for each club? No. But we do try, we need to try Norton too, so we're trying to hit them, but unfortunately it all comes down to who's actually going to sign up. I know last year, I mean, I reported, like, we had a lot of kids sign up, but that Sunday, we had a lot of no-shows that were lined up, and it was real rough, so.
Especially in the beginning.
And a lot of that, I think, had to deal with the fact of, you know, homecoming was the night before, and et cetera, and people not showing up on Sunday. But yes, no, we are looking at that. And then the universities, we did get some from the University of Akron, too, so I did talk there as well. But again, we're going to try to get into the fraternity and sorority life because I know they need service hours to try to get them.
Yes, I'm just going to say, thank you.
Sorry,
for sure.
Yeah.
Tammy, do you have anything to report?
Yeah, you had the March-April newsletter. So you saw that. That's for my senior newsletter. That's already in process of being printed. And we'll go out. You have the senior fair flyer. I know it's June, but I got it approved, so I'm trying to get it out to my vendors, and I already have six vendors, vendors committed. So that's already gone. Trying to get stuff ahead. And then lots and lots of activities. You can look at that. We've got a lot of stuff going on. We start up with our, trips again. So yeah, that's just a fun thing to look into. MomFest, I think I told you guys that the VOC passed for the Potted Moms. If I didn't, I'm telling you that now, even with a little bit of an increase that we're going to probably have in cost, I still haven't decided whether or not I want to ask you guys if we should increase the price of moms this year or not. I may just wait till next month and figure out whether or not I'm going to. The cutting, we did go with Mast Young Plants. If you look, you have a sheet that shows that. If you look on the back, it tells you how much it will cost. $4,590, and that is everything. Cuttings and shipping. That's all included. I would have been close to $7,000 if we'd have stuck with theirs. So I went with Mast Young Plants, and they were just in Michigan. They had what we needed. They've been nice in the past to help us out when we needed it. This year, then, we're just going to give them the joy of being the provider of the Bum Garden, so we'll see how they work out this year. And then, let's see. Oh, contracts and waivers. I already spoke about contracts and waivers. All that stuff has been submitted to the law department. I'm waiting approval to send out. They're ready to go. So as soon as they come back, they will go out, and then the fund begins. I do have a little bit of a new twist to this year with the craft vendors that I've added to the commercial vendors and food vendors is, we've had vendors in the past get applications from somebody because we don't post them anywhere, we don't hand them out anywhere. They copy them, send it in, sent their pictures in, and sent their money in without anybody approving anything. That's not going to happen this year because I'm making it very clear. An application from this office must come from this office. So you have to send me your pictures. I must see your setup. I must know what you're selling. And then I will approve you. or the committee, us, whatever, will like our the MoCA stuff. And then you will get an application, and then you will be in the show. Because I'm going back to, and I've kind of done this with my commercial vendors and my food vendors, I will give my crafter vendors until April 1st. The ones that were here in 2025, until April 1st to get back with me, whether they're coming back. After April 1st, all bets are off, and new vendors, I'll start accepting new vendors. That is made very clear in this paperwork, so people understand. Because I cannot wait around for vendors. I'm not going to wait for you. Can you wait till June for it? I can't. And I'm not going to have fake vendors try to get in the show and sneak in the show. So I'm doing everything I can to try to control it. Because I now have all the vendors. Not just the commercial vendors and the food vendors. I now have all the vendors. It's not that they won't help me. But it's easier for me because I already do the vendors for me to go ahead and absorb the craft vendors. That's just another 100 vendors I have absorb, but it's fine. I've gotten a lot of information from them already. A lot of them have sent their information back. I'm going to try to do this by email as much as I can. That takes away costs of having to send out, and then that way I can communicate directly to them through email. They can send it back, and then they can send a check, and they can call me. Just like my commercial vendors already do. I have one commercial vendor and two food vendors that I have to physically send something to. Everything else is done by email. And I like that. It's easier for me to track that. I can go back and I have it. So craft vendors are going to have to make a little bit of an adjustment. I'm sorry, Kara's gone. And now anyone takes over. But that's okay, because I have to be able to control it. And they have to understand that's the only way that I can control it. You know, so I've made a couple little changes, but that's it.
Is there any way on that craft form that you can say, must present, you know, bring this with you, because we have so many people, they don't know, they didn't bring their paperwork with them.
Well, it won't be on the application, it will be on, I'll take your suggestions, but I'll put it on their placement letter when they, I send out their placement letter to where they are, that I'll say, bring this with you, bring the map with you, and that way, they're not going to, but I'm going to at least say it.
And really, over all the
years. Can they go? Can you walk in here? You're not sure. You're not sure.
Last year was terrible.
I know.
We had their papers, and
well,
we had to have them marked, you know, before we could let them in, because we, you know, and then they don't know if it's under their personal name, or their vendor's name, or, you know, whatever.
I make that clear in their placement letters.
Yeah.
That'll be their placement letters. So it won't go in the contract, it'll go in the placement letters.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Alright, flower gardens, designs are done, and flowers are ordered. So all of the gardens that we did last year, we are doing again this year. Brian's already done submitted the designs, and we've already submitted our desire for the plants from Buck Walters. They haven't gotten back with me with prices yet, but Brian's done kind of the same thing. He's going to change up the Indian a little bit. I think it'll look cool. So I'll let you guys know what that is once we get that stuff in. But and I talk to you, he's gonna put some grasses that kind of look like they're waving like out in the prairie with the black-eyed Susans and some other types of black-eyed Susans in front of that to make it look more, I don't want to say prairie-ish or back in the day-ish, whatever that looks like. He's kind of trying to play something with it, which is nice, because Brian doesn't always like the flower beds. So the fact that he was a little creative this year, more creative this year, is a good thing. So that's all I got.
Oh, I have.
Yes.
I see here that the aster
Peter
next the 3rd, double glue, 16 units. Is that
they're going to
be
able to get?
You know,
those are all that are going in the garden. That's the place. That's not. Yeah, no, that's the curve.
Selling them, you know, I mean, I'm a red, white, and blue person. I mean, everything
right.
In my whole world is red, white, and
blue. Right.
That you have enough of the
pot. Well, all I can do is do what, I mean, I can't have a whole truckload of actors.
No.
But it's whatever Buck Walters is able to sell that looks good, we'll have. And last year we had a pretty good number of them and got rid of them.
Right.
But, yeah, so I don't have those.
I want red, white, and blue.
Right. So I don't have the numbers. I have to get with Sheila to find out what she's got in place for them this year. And we'll see once I have those numbers and know what we got it and what we don't. But But no.
Another thing would be nice if the, and this would be Main Street, but if any of the businesses downtown, you know how they come and they buy monthly, pull it out in front of their businesses, use a red, white, and blue. I mean, it's like $250, $135,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's going to be preference. I can't make the businesses. And the business is a 5 months from me, so it's me, not Main Street.
Well, Mr. Moore can tell, since he's on the board of the Main Street, he can tell my suggestion.
Yeah, and we've talked with, I don't know totally yet, we've talked with Colton about the planters and the baskets. We thought about going red, white, blue, but I don't know if that's going to be possible to mix and match that. So we're still in discussion for sure what he's going to put in. We may still get with the pinks and they'll still match, but I don't think it's going to be a red, white, and blue theme on those. Just to let you know.
Red, white basket, red basket.
One little update I forgot to mention too. Record retention update schedule. I know I talked to you guys about that before. Just to give you a status on that, we've heard nothing back. So as of right now, again, like I asked them, it should still be over. From my understanding, they had a meeting. I don't know if our updated record retention schedule was talked about at that first meeting. But again, we did ask for communication to let us know when those are approved. So I will get an update on that hopefully by next meeting on the status. But from my understanding, if we haven't heard back, it's moved on in the process to the state auditor and then to come back to the city and then we would get final approval. But I will get a status update on that too. But again, so far no news is good news is what I'm understanding.
And December 25th.
They asked for it to be submitted by December 26th, and I did like the 15th or something.
So you already have, you know.
It was way before that one. Yeah.
I think that's probably.
But to make sure, I told you about that, so I don't think I did the last meeting, but so far we've heard nothing back. And then they did meet in January in regards to records retention schedules. So far I've heard nothing, but I will get an update from them, at least where it's in the process, so that way by next meeting you guys can have a clear update.
Tyler, you got anything?
Yep.
She's got the dogs.
Yeah, so Purple Paw Party is coming up. On the flyer, I did get it approved. It was approved like 5 minutes after I sent it, which was awesome.
Great, thanks.
And then we did change the wording from space to unit, and so that's going to be the same as Tammy's Mom Fest.
Because we'll try to keep everything
as far as the vendor goes.
Yeah, kind of same, so that no language stays the same. So.
Right.
And I haven't distributed this flyer yet, and I haven't sent vendor emails out, but I plan on doing that here shortly. With that, we are doing the Backroom Food Pantry. I need to contact them as well. And we also had the Haunted Hound Hangout date on there as well. Yeah, it was a fun event last year. So we are also working on the sponsorship package, coming up with different ideas, talking about it. We have all our events kind of planned out on it right now.
I just got to figure out some more stuff, so that's what's holding it up, so I'll get there.
Yep, and we added some new events on there. We took off a couple events that didn't work. But with that, we ended up sending Vanessa, for the mayor's office, a list of people that we can potentially give the sponsorship to or ask for them to donate. On that list is 905. So we're hoping to hear back and see who we can send it to for approval and whatnot. With the concerts, so I have reached out to Mark Leach to see if he'll do the Saturday for the fireworks. His band is actually located in Nashville, so he's in talks with them right now. So if he's able to get his band, I'd love to do it. The price is great. Everything would be great, but I'm just waiting on him. So our concert contracts, I sent one regular contract to Lisa that somebody had provided for me, and she said it wasn't great, but you can sign it. It's okay. With our contract specifically, I don't know who came up with it, if it was Kara or somebody else. I sent it to Lisa as well, and she wrote different things on there, like things to correct, but she's also looking into different things that we can do with it and different rules and whatnot, so I haven't been able to use that yet, but as soon as I get that back, I'll be able to move forward with another band. It's called Akron's Real Deal. They're a Motown group. They're super good. And then with sponsorship as well, Kate had brought up this great idea that we can reach out to the schools and see if any students want to do, like take pictures for our events, come up with like a video that they filmed at our events. So that would give us help, and that would also help the students, especially if they're involved in media classes or if they're compact with a media class. And then for the seniors, I'm doing Sense of Adventure. Tammy hasn't listened to my guided meditation video yet. But, so we are going to do different senses. This is, and it's going to be like smell, taste, all these different things. But for sight, it's going to be like search and find and minute to win it games. And then for smell, we're going to be making bracelets that have beads that are infused essential oils. So we're doing all types of different things. For hearing, it's going to be guided meditation, 10 minutes. Just gonna relax them. Hopefully they don't fall asleep.
Well, I haven't listened to it yet, so
yeah.
I'll sleep tonight.
I'm getting her approval. Also, I ended up having the most we've had for our craft sign up for our resin. We had to reschedule it, and all the people that signed up originally are going to come to this class. I did two separate ones to make sure that people could be able to go. But it's 14 in total. That's a good number for the craft because people don't want to keep things in their house anymore. They want to get rid of things. And then with Kate's idea too, with the media and getting kids involved, it'd be neat if one of the sponsorship things that I looked at, people can do an impact story and then you send that to the sponsor. So you can create a video with pictures and a presentation and then you actually send that as part of the sponsorship to say, hey, this is what we were able to accomplish with your donation. That's it. Thank you.
I have one question.
Oh, of course
there's
a question.
I can't think of that. The jewelry. Are you doing the jewelry?
So we are still collecting donations. I let people know that we are currently not having the glow sale as they donate so that they're aware. We might reschedule it. We don't really know what's happening with it yet. We're kind of in discussion. We've talked to our senior advisory board as well about it to let them know that it's not going currently as we have planned. So anybody that comes in to donate, also have a list that we're taking down names, numbers, letting them know. There are specifications that were mentioned that I have to keep track of. Those specifications, it's not a huge ask, but it's a lot. So I have to keep track of how much I sell each piece for. I have to keep track of who brought in each piece. And we're talking thousands of pieces. I'm trying to do it right now, but it is what it is. And our people, though, our seniors, they absolutely love helping with this. It's like their favorite thing to do. They'll go through all the jewelry, make it look pretty, and they just love to see it and like discuss it. They learn new things. Some of our seniors are really into jewelry.
When somebody brings it in, give me that process. When I bring in some jewelry to you.
So, first off, I let you know that unfortunately we're not having a jewelry sale at the time we had scheduled. We might possibly have it in the future. So if you don't want to donate, we understand. Like you can keep it or take it somewhere else. But I will write down the name, phone number, make sure that's a good contactable number. And then we have a sheet that's on. And then I take a number beside that name, and then I place out the jewelry with that number. So each number will go with, so I know who donated what. Now, when it comes time to selling, I'm not sure yet because I haven't gotten there, but that is my intake process.
So in the past, how did you come up with the amount? I mean, I know Katie said she's taking some of the stuff that she thought was worth $1 million out to
So, with that, our seniors will separate it, and then we have one senior that's really into jewelry, and she'll look at it and say, okay, this says 925, that means silver. So then we did take it down to Sir Moore's. I still have the receipts for what we took down there.
Okay.
And then we'll bring it back, and then that will be added into that day's total.
Okay.
And it's cash. So that'll be ringing as cash. And then the prices, Kathy Lewis.
And that cash gets sent off to finance and all that.
Yes, it's ringing the register.
Yes.
So with Kathy Lewis, she originally came up with this idea when she was here. She was Tammy's position of like the senior center assistant director. and she ended up coming up with the prices. It was like $1.50, and I was like, okay, well, we have a lot of stuff. Not all of it is super great, but we appreciate the donations. So my idea is to sell it pretty much all of it at 50 cents a piece. Now, if we think we can get a little bit more out of it, then we'll mark it up to, I normally don't do above $3. Yes. And then sometimes we got jewelry boxes donated last year. We actually had an armoire that was almost brand new that we ended up getting $40 for. Yeah, so I mean, and then people are now expecting, like, oh, we get to go to the jewelry sale. I have one guy that came in 3 times, and he spent almost $70 each time. So,
well, it was a fundraiser. I mean, it was a fundraiser. So was that?
Yes, 100% profit.
Yeah, because
the only thing we put into it was the price for price tags to get those.
The time, which
it took me pretty much all of Friday to set it up. I like to do it by myself. I did it a little bit with Tara's help, but like I'm particular, I guess you could say. I will accept help though. And we also have, we get boxes that are from jewelry donated, so we can make it look pretty with those. We did buy a couple things last year to put it in, like to stand it up, but majority of everything is donated.
So is it really a cost to us? It's mostly time sorting through and et cetera. We're not purchasing anything from anybody. It is solely donation based.
And we also went to Akron Coin and Jewelry besides the month.
I've already been asked.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me about
it. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we don't do a whole lot of fundraising. We just don't know that. I mean, anything that we ask for money on goes right back into our program and stuff. You guys all know, you've seen the financials. All that money goes right back into Memphis. It's not like I'm,
we do
anything else with it.
We do Acme receipts, and that helps. We get 5% cash back. Those are almost done. They end, I believe, like February 14th. So after that, I'll count them up one by one, highlight them, make sure I got it on my paper, and add them all up. Normally, it's around a total of $2,100, but then we only get 5% back, so it's roughly $100.
And that goes right back into the general fund for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It is because of the proper records, to make sure that all the processes are done correctly, and that is what every department wants me to do.
Maybe her identifies
on all
price things. Okay, well, that's a good idea. Good idea. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that works. Yep. That's a good idea.
Thank you. That's a good idea. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, now purses, that is a different story because some of them are like really worried as you get coached with your job and so you are able. I think the highest I've ever put on one is 20, but that was because it was pretty much brand new. Thank you.
Yep.
Don, do you have a director's report?
Well, I actually went to the office of faith on this day. It's very informational. Helps professionals. Had a bunch of people ask a little express the group that this year.
Yeah.
So they weren't allowed to come this year. But it helps us out. Good to see projects and things going on all around the state. There were
nothing 1,700
people from parts away from
other
departments from around the state, so it's not.
I'm flooding a big space on
it. I hear people call it Calahari. It's actually OPRA, which is Ohio Parks and Recreation Conference. They just have it at Calahari because it has enough classrooms for the conference. It has hotels. I've never even gotten to report since I've been off here. So I mean, it's informational. It's a good thing for the staff. Hopefully, in a future one. That was last week. Been working on a budget. I'll work on it with Tammy when I was out. It is finalized. I think council got a real money.
Oh, good.
But if any of you all want to check it out, or at least our pages, I usually go through Tammy for me. I just took out all of our accounts because the binders, hundreds of pages, but I took all of our accounts out, so if you all want to scan and email that to you all, so you can see what's going on with our accounts. I'll have to go to the accounts at some point. The biggest increase in the budget is just the capital. Every last one of our programs, playgrounds need mulch, they need water, quite a bit. I mean, I'll meet again. There's some new people on council now, but last year we did meet with every council person in their ward, in their parks, to kind of go walk through, see any questions and concerns, and you know, I'll do that again with the council. And then we need to work on a master plan. I've actually met someone at the conference that has been working with Caroline, actually, and she might be able to get us a grant money for the master plan. Probably about $150,000. She'll have one every 5 to 10 years. Working on getting some grant money for that. Working on that, getting the tournament schedule finalized. It's pretty much finalized. This can run into some issues with some local people that I've actually, when I first started, well, none of our leagues use any of our teams. They use their own complex. How about faster tournament complex like crap? So I reached out to them and said, hey, look, we got this is the days and times. We got some more frustrated complex. We actually redid it. It was totally overgrown. It didn't have benches. We fixed that, but you got some new people running the group, and now they're trying to make our deal, and they're trying to pay, and I'm like, you can't make something available. We have our programming, which is our adult leagues, which is Tuesday and Thursday, and then we have tournaments pretty much every weekend from April 17th through July, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which we make all of our revenue. We leave up until May 1st. Everything's open. And then at least Mondays and possibly some Wednesdays. Or I mean, so, I know the Nomads actually made some capital improvements up in Tusk to fix the issue that they had. So, I got a meeting with them next Friday to kind of walk through everything. Let them know I'm here to support them, but, you know, what's available is what's available. The biggest issue is the school's has a huge property for them, and they've let that place. I don't know if it's the school's fault or who's running the organization. That's where the focus, they have 5 or 6 fields that are working on, just all other contracts, like treatment at the complex, our annual contracts, things like that. I guess the last thing is our lunch program. I had guys asking me for free lunch for years on top of years. I finally get it. And I'm like, but you guys gotta pick it up. And they started picking it up. Now I'm the one picking it up. So I don't pick it up. They don't.
That's our local seniors.
A lot of extras. I bring peanut butter, jelly, snacks, drinks, whatever they have. We put it on the counter and they say, I'm getting some little season pieces. I guess they got some of the little seasons. I'm walking in there with 20. I go to the Salvation Army daily. Bring good, man. Good that they have. And everything leaves on that. Bring it. I don't know. It doesn't matter. That's it on my report.
Okay, I think we'll go back to the
financial report.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Don, did you say, or have you, or are you going to, there's 6 pages of all the pictures of the parks that we went through. Does everybody on council have these?
No, they don't have that.
Can I make a suggestion that you give that to them because it would blow their mind once you see what these parks need done?
Yeah, that was the plan.
So you cannot have our budget. Last year. And some of this stuff is nothing that, some of the stuff you can say, well, we do it later. But there is crucial things that need to get done quickly in the playground area. So that's the first thing. I just want to make sure that it has it because I went with the group last summer. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe some of that stuff there. So it's I can't stress it enough. You know, we need more. Whatever God put in for budget, some of this stuff as an emergency needs to be done. So we don't want our children to get hurt or anything. You want to make sure that you get a copy of that. Then ask me.
Rebecca?
I had a quick clarifying question. I have to read it. Don, when you mentioned the master plan, 150, I know the city, like that would be a city master plan. Is a park that falls into the city master plan or for a whole separate park?
That's for a park's master plan. When I go to these conferences, I don't know people that pay $250,000. I mean, they're bigger operations and more parks, but I mean, I've never seen anything under that.
Because I know when this first started to talk about, I'm like, that's amazing. You definitely need it.
And I'm trying, hopefully, the person that I met at this conference that people want us to go to, she may be able to get us grant money to cover. That would be ideal. Any questions on the Senior Center Trust Fund?
I'm spending a little bit of money here because I want to get tickets for theater and trips and whatever else. But
move to 235 is the next one. Park revolving loan. Work on the budget. So we're just
25%.
Yeah, we're just basically kind of paying bills and paying for what we can right now. There's no questions. We can move on. 261 account, unification fund.
Well, I mean, you know, I've got the flowers ordered. I haven't opened the P.O. for that yet. I haven't opened the P.O. for, you know, anything of Funk Fest yet. I'm starting to do a few things. Brian comes in here needing stuff. I'll start, you know, spending some of that money for some of that. He's going to need fertilizer and that kind of stuff. As we get the flowers for the mom, for the actual flower beds and stuff like that. Little stuff like that, but, you know, just trying to get things ready to go, so as soon as it passes, then I'll start, you know, working on stuff. I've already, you know, got dealers out for postcards and all of that stuff that always happens. So
just gotta wait till that budget passes, so we have the full amount, like 4%. Yeah.
Does the
BPF
have like grant regularly, or
they have periods of the year that you can apply for it? So annually, we've been about $15,000. Some years it's been more.
I think it's either been $10,000 or $15,000.
Other questions? Hearing none, is there a motion for adjournment?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
Opposed?
That's all the paper.